This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Changes in agriculture are inevitable, but when you include technology and the rapid pace at which it's coming at us, those changes are often blurred. Other changes involve the number of farmers using the technology that, according to National Potato Council CEO John Keeling, makes them more efficient.
We're continuing to get less and less people involved, less and less people growing more and more acres. And so the importance of those people to everybody in the industry grows as they become smaller.
And Keeling says it's become possible thanks in large part to our fantastic new equipment.
Well, on the technology side, I was talking to a grower yesterday, and he was telling me that they were using infrared sensing to measure appropriate water levels during irrigation. And I thought, wow, that's cutting edge. When did you start that? 2 or 3 years ago? And he says, no, 30 years ago. So that to most people, even people close to industry, would seem like to be really out there in the forefront are things that these guys incorporated a long time ago. Yeah, the level of technology that they've adopted to continue to become more and more efficient.
Keeling says the change for potato growers has been remarkable.
We're growing about the same amount of acres of potatoes that we were growing 25 or 30 years ago, the same amount of acres, and we're producing three times as many potatoes. So the productivity of what these guys do, the technology they bring to bear is impressive.
Listen tomorrow for more on our high-tech potato farming industry.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.